Within weeks, Iraqis will be turning on their TVs to watch members of their old government on trial. Officials of Saddam Hussein's regime will go before the Iraqi Special Tribunal, charged with crimes against humanity. With the government in transition and the insurgency still raging, there is heated debate about whether the tribunal can deliver a fair verdict. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Baghdad.
With the fall of the Saddam Hussein regime, Abdul Zahra Mawaf Raihan left his home village of Al-Dujail and moved to Baghdad. Al-Dujail was the site of a failed assassination attempt against Saddam back in 1982. Investigators say officials responded to the attack by rounding up and executing 158 villagers, including 10 members of Raihan's family. Raihan says that in Al-Dujail, parents' hearts still burn for their lost children. He asks the Iraqi Special Tribunal to mete out the harshest punishment to the accused.
I hope the tribunal is honest and fair and will take revenge on all of them. Killing is not enough. We don't want them just to be sentenced to death, where they kill them and they die peacefully. No, we want them to be tortured, just the way they did with us.
Raihan was pleased to hear last week that the tribunal would hear the case of five officials allegedly responsible for the executions. They include Saddam's half-brother, who was in charge of the intelligence services at the time. Raihan is a Shiite Muslim. He wants the tribunal's judges to be all Iraqis, because he fears that the Americans would not impose the death penalty. In fact, the tribunal will run on Iraqi law, not international law, so it will be able to order capital punishment. And this is just what worries foreign governments and human rights groups. British lawyer Tom Parker is a former official with the Coalition Provisional Authority in charge of investigating crimes against humanity. He says the British government was eager to help the tribunal at first.
Although the British government tried to persuade the Iraqis that the death penalty would make life very difficult for them, it would make it almost impossible for the international community, certainly for the European Union and for NGOs to assist them, the Iraqis insisted on going forward with it.
Because of the death penalty, the United Nations has barred judges from the International Court of Justice in The Hague from assisting the tribunal. So far, most international assistance has been limited to training judges and providing clerks. The U.S. has been the most involved. Tampa, Florida attorney Greg Kehoe is Washington's chief liaison to the tribunal. He insists that Iraqis welcome U.S. assistance and that the assistance does not affect the tribunal's independence.
I come here running the Regime Crimes Liaison Office simply as an advisor on the law, simply as an advisor in different areas on how to do these cases, assisting in exhumations, assisting in interviews and review of documents, and that's it. We are not here to tell the Iraqis at any point what their law should be.
But lawyers for the defense of Saddam Hussein and his officials are likely to argue that America's very presence in Iraq invalidates the tribunal. Badia Arif Izzat is a lawyer for Tariq Aziz, foreign minister under Saddam Hussein.
Of course, as a lawyer, I will start with doubts about the tribunal, that it is not objective and it is not legitimate, because it was formed during the occupation, and the occupation is not legitimate.
Badia also argues that some Iraqis may just see the tribunal as handing Shiite Muslims their revenge against Sunnis. He adds that this could add fuel to the insurgency. Many Iraqis say the tribunal is not just about punishing criminals. It's also a first step in a national reconciliation, a broader righting of wrongs that will allow the country to move on. Malik Dohan al-Hassan is Iraq's Minister of Justice. The reconciliation comes in stages, he says. The first is to judge those who committed crimes against Iraqis. Then comes compensating those who were wronged by the previous regime. Finally, the tribunal can decide to pardon and release those officials who committed minor offenses. This, he says, is what's known as transitional justice. It'll be more than a month before the first case comes to trial, and the security of judges and witnesses will be a top priority. The murder of one of the tribunal's judges last week is a reminder that healing Iraq's old wounds will be difficult, while new ones are being opened every day. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.